I thank you very much. In 1972, I had the precious fortune of being in the divine presence of our beloved Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, on the occasion of his Vyasa Puja. Therein he explained that Krishna is the original Guru. He spoke to Brahma at the beginning of creation. Brahma taught the same message to Narada and Narada to Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva is literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is that most compassionate personality who compiled the Vedic literatures, who revealed to the world in written form the eternal sacred word of God, the message of the absolute truth. Prabhupada said guru means heavy. That means if you take everyone's opinion in all of creation and you put Vyasadeva's opinion on the other side of the scale, Vyasadeva's words outweigh everyone's. Because it is the word of God. And Srila Prabhupada went on to explain the principle of parampara means those who in the disciplic succession repeat the message of Vedavyas, which is authorized and substantiated in the holy scriptures. Years later, Sripad Madhvacharya, he walked by foot from Udupi in Karnataka all the way to Adi Badrinath in the peaks of Himalayas to learn from Srila Vyasadeva. And his disciples carried on this parampara. And later on, that great Acharya Madhavendra Puri accepted the message in this Guru Parampara. Although factually Madhavendra Puri is a most intimate associate of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna from Goloka Vrindavan, who has realized and tasted the highest ecstasies of transcendental love and separation, still, to prepare for the Yugavatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhavendra Puri descended and took initiation in Guru Parampara. And his faithful servant, Ishwara Puri, who served his Guru with such menial humility, was next in our line. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Sri Radha and Krishna appeared in one form to show the supremest compassion to this world as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he accepted initiation from Ishwara Puri. And in the line of Sri Mahaprabhu is the six Goswamis, Sri Rup Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhat Goswami, Gopal Bhat Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Shamananda. And later on we find great souls like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the Rasacharya of our Sampradaya, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Commander-in-Chief of Vaishnavas, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and that most incredible, empowered person, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who gave the world the most profound, elusive, philosophical explanations, beautiful devotional songs, and an example that gives every living, every Vaishnav the utmost, topmost light to strive to follow. The very personification of renunciation and the mood of separation, Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who had such great, empowered, illustrious disciples, who was like a living encyclopedia of transcendental knowledge, but yet stressed humility and detachment as the very basic foundation of spiritual lives. It was his dream that the wish of his father, Thakur Bhaktivinod, and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda would be fulfilled. That the holy name of Krishna be chanted in every town and village throughout the world. And actually he gave that order to all of his disciples. Specifically, he gave to Srila Prabhupada on their first meeting. Prabhupada explained in this Vyas Puja address, he said, I was 25 years old when my Guru Maharaj gave me the order to take Lord Chaitanya's teachings in the English language all over the world. He said, although I was just married and I had so many family obligations, I was not able to do it wholeheartedly. When I was 70 years old, he said, I never forgot the instruction of my spiritual master. It was always my intent, and I was always making plans. I got the instructions when I was 25, and when I was 70 years old, I came to America to serve his order. And Prabhupada was so humble. He became very shy. He said, actually, I should have done it when I was 25, but better late than never. Yes, it was Krishna's arrangement. If Prabhupada would have tried to do it at 25, he wouldn't have had the eternal glory as if he did it when he was 70. Because everything material was against him. But he had complete faith in the order of his guru and complete faith in the holy name of Krishna. Therefore, there was nothing that could stop him. Yesterday, we were reading in Prabhupada Lilamrita during our lunch prasad. This was early on in the early 70s. Our movement was not very strong. And in London, now please understand, London is a powerful city. It used to control all of India, all of Australia, most of Africa. At one time it controlled all of America, all of Canada. Very powerful city. And the London government outlawed Rath Yatra. And Prabhupada wrote to Gurudas Prabhu, who was one of his disciples, I think it was. And he just told him, doesn't matter what the police said. You must protest. They cannot stop our religious rights. Jagannath must go through the streets of London. Prabhupada ordered. Cannot take no for an answer. You protest. You make every effort. And you have the Rath Yatra. Haribol. For Prabhupada, there was no question of impossible. Prabhupada would say impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. It doesn't matter if you fail. It's just faith in the power of the order of Guru and Krishna that makes everything possible. So Srila Prabhupada was explaining that Vyas Puja means to honor the representative of Vyasadeva. And Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to teach us so much what the spirit of spiritual leadership is about. Prabhupada said on that occasion, he said, the only miracle that I have performed is I'm simply repeating the words of my spiritual master without adding or subtracting anything. That is the only miracle I have performed. And then he went on to tell everyone in the assembled audience how you should all become guru. It's not difficult. Just follow the teachings of your spiritual master carefully and repeat his words. Prabhupada said, you don't have to be a learned scholar. You don't have to have mystic powers. All you have to do is just, with all humility and sincerity, just carry this message and deliver it to others. Because the message is the word of God. And Srila Prabhupada explained that Vyas Puja is, it's not for the benefit of the guru. It's actually an austerity. It's for the benefit, Prabhupada said, of the audience, to give them the chance to offer honor to Vyasadeva and his great contribution, to offer honor to Krishna, the original guru, through representative. Srila Prabhupada explained the principle of guru, that a guru simply gives what he receives from Krishna. And in reciprocation, when the followers offer service to him, he can't keep anything. Because whatever he's giving is coming from Krishna. And whatever the followers are giving is in reciprocation of what he is giving. So therefore, everything goes through parampara to Krishna. So Prabhupada explained the principle of guru in a very extraordinary way, which practically no one from India and absolutely no one in the West had any clue of. Thinking guru is someone who is God. Prabhupada said, one who declares to be God is dog. You cannot become God. People are thinking guru is God, or guru is an all-powerful mystic. But Prabhupada explained that guru is simply repeating the message, and whatever is offered to him keeps nothing, but offers it all to his guru and parampara. Because that is the quality in which the love of Krishna can flow. So that is meaning of Vyas Puja. Prabhupada explained the importance of guru, that we have imperfect senses. We have a tendency to cheat. We are invariably illusioned and we make mistakes. Every conditioned soul has these four defects. Therefore, even when we read the scriptures, still our eyes are cataracted by these four defects. So how can we understand as it is? So the spiritual master reveals the very essence of the holy scriptures and teaches us practically how to follow the principles to attain the highest state of enlightenment, Krishna Prema. Bhaktivinod Thakur explains how we are constitutionally the eternal servants of Krishna. But we are tatashta shakti, we are marginal energy. The jivatma, its nature, its intrinsic, eternal nature, its nitya dharma, is to love Krishna and to serve Krishna with love. However, because we are infinitesimal, Krishna is Vibhu. He is unlimited and great. Krishna never falls under illusion. Krishna never becomes subordinate to Maya. He is the controller of all controllers. Mayavadis declare that the supreme Brahman becomes influenced by Maya and becomes Jiva. But that is not possible. The Jiva is eternal, but it is Anu. Mamayavam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. We are part and parcel, infinitesimal. We have the same quality of God, but we are always subordinate. And when the spirit soul wants to enjoy, control, or take credit, then we're given the chance to pursue our illusory dreams within material existence. And the three modes of material nature are so powerful. They bind us up in so many misconceptions and illusions since time immemorial, that the mirror of the mind is full of so much dust that we have lost our perception of who we are and our eternal occupation to serve Krishna with love. So in such a state, we cannot approach God directly. So Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, descends into this world through the parampara system as the spiritual masters to lovingly embrace the fallen, conditioned soul and bring him back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada, he established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in such a way to give all classes of people with every type of background, from every nationality, the most blessed opportunity to perfect their lives. And it's simple. You don't have to be a great scholar. You don't have to be a great renunciate. All we have to do is be sincere. Lord Chaitanya spoke about his guru's order, that my guru told me, there's no use in you studying Vedanta. You'll not understand. Just chant the holy names. He told us to Prakashananda Saraswati, who was very proud of his scholarship. They came to present their incredible realizations of Vedanta to convince Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give up his sentimentalism and join their ranks. And these were not small people. Prakashananda Saraswati and all of his disciples, they had studied the Vedas practically all day for 40, 50 years. They were expert at debate, trained like warriors at argument and logic. And Mahaprabhu comes in to their assembly and sits in the place where everyone washes their feet. And this is not what sannyasis do, according to their conception. They're all sitting in high place with their dandas. They're scholars of Vedanta, deeply immersed in meditation. His humility melted their hearts. They brought him up and said, are you in depression? Why are you so sad that you're sitting in such a dirty place? Come and sit with us. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I am not qualified to sit with all of you. That melted their hearts. It was his humility that first melted their hearts and opened their minds. He also showed a beautiful effulgence. Prakashananda came down and did some agata sukriti, took him by the hand and gave him a place to sit. And then they challenged him. Why, you're with all these sentimental, low-class types of people. Why aren't you with us, Brahmin sannyasis, chanting Harinam? You are a sannyasi. You are Bharati Sampradaya. You are a Brahmin, son of Vishwana, Nilambar Chakravarti's grandson. What are you doing like this? Shame. Study with us. Discuss Shastra with us. And Lord Chaitanya's reply, my Guru Maharaj told me that I'll never understand all this Vedanta. He just told me to chant Harinam. He gave me a mantra from the Brihadnaradiya Purana. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. Then in the age of Kali, there is no other way except the chanting of the holy names. And after speaking with such humble compassion, Lord Chaitanya amazingly, totally defeated them on every philosophical point according to Shastra. He used the scripture. Vedaischa sarvayarahameva vidyo vedanta krit veda vedeva chaham. All the Vedas are to know Krishna. Krishna is the compiler and knower of the Vedas. And here Krishna was sitting right before them, speaking the highest truths. And after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by citing the scriptures with tremendous power of logic and realization, literally converted Prakashananda Saraswati and all of his followers so that they came to the conclusion that all this knowledge is ultimately meant to bring us to the point of having complete faith in the chanting of the holy names. And within a few days, the entire city of Varanasi was one big Harinam Sankirtan party. Hare Krishna. Sanatana Goswami came and saw this and understood Lord Chaitanya must be here somewhere. Yes, Srila Prabhupada had complete faith in the holy name. And he had complete faith in Guru Parampara. That anyone who connects, whoever they may be, wherever they may be from, they can attain that supreme perfection. That's why Lord Chaitanya appeared. So yes, it is Srila Prabhupada's sacrifice, his love and his devotion, his compassion, that is all of our only qualification. And today we are worshiping Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada had the power. He explained about his disciples. He said, you are all like monkeys. But Ramchandra used monkeys to get Sita and cross the Indian Ocean. So it is Prabhupada's greatness. If he could make a monkey speak something the absolute truth, he could make a monkey dance in kirtan, he could make a monkey into a person that can actually deliver the message of Godhead.
That is Prabhupada's greatness.
Many acharyas, they converted great Brahmins to continue their line. Prabhupada also took great Brahmins to continue his line. But he also took, Prabhupada said, that Lord Chaitanya sent devotees into Malecha and Yavana dynasties just to help him spread the holy name throughout the world. That was Prabhupada's vision. But actually, we know that because of his love for Krishna and his compassion for all of us, he has performed such miracles. So today my message to you is never give up being the servant of Srila Prabhupada, his mission and his message. It is the greatest of all fortunes. In this world, people are mad after so many types of enjoyment. People want to be famous. They want to be wealthy. They want to be strong and healthy. People want to enjoy so many incredible manifestations of Maya. There's Bollywood and Hollywood and cricket matches. So many ways to try to enjoy. There's the enjoyment of the romance. And people take these things very seriously. Wealth doesn't mean money, fame, prestige. Oh, the only eternal wealth is bhakti, the spirit of servitude to God and to his devotees. Our acharyas explain when we first start getting a glimpse of love of God, we develop intimate friendships with devotees. That's the sign that you're making advancement. If you're isolated from devotees, that means you're not making advancement, according to the acharyas. The sign that you're beginning to develop some love of God is you're developing deep friendships with the Vaishnavas. And what happens when you actually attain love of God? You develop actual unconditional love for every living being. This was spoken by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on the basis of the Shastras. So what was Prabhupada's love for Krishna? Anybody could say that I see Krishna, that I'm a gopi. Yes? Anyone can say, but how do we know? It's not a matter of scholarship. It's not a matter of shedding tears. Because there are Bollywood actresses who break every regulative principles that can shed incessant tears at a moment's notice to get paid some money. Yes? You can train yourself to cry. A scholar could learn so many verses. How do we really know who loves Krishna? But according to our acharyas, a person who loves Krishna is one who loves every living being. And that love is extended through compassion. So yes, we can know for sure Prabhupada's love for Krishna by how he extended his life, his soul, his everything to show love to mere strangers, insignificant street dwellers, as well as heads of state, Brahmins. He didn't discriminate between high and low. He gave his life and his soul to reach everyone with the simple message of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and through the chanting of the holy names. So please, there are many literatures written by many devotees, but the foundational literature that we should put our major emphasis on should always be Srila Prabhupada's books. Other books are supplementary. If they take our time away from Prabhupada's books, we are not really understanding the nature of Prabhupada's love. So put major emphasis of your reading on Srila Prabhupada's books and the wonderful books by my God brothers and God sisters. Yes, read them. They will inspire you and learn much. But foundationally, the emphasis should be Prabhupada's books. That is all important. Because Prabhupada's divine grace is personally flowing into your life. It is now the book marathon of December. Try to share these wonderful books with as many people as you can. Prabhupada said books are basis. His books are the basis of our spiritual lives. It is a way of showing our gratitude. Prabhupada said, you can show your love for me by how you cooperate with one another. Cooperation in the age of Kali, you have to be very humble and very tolerant. But that's how we can show our love. Very seriously, according to our vows, try to chant the holy names of Krishna with as much attention as possible. In our japa, in our kirtan, in our bhajans. Nothing should be a priority above the chanting of the holy names. Trinadapi suniche naturo iba sehishnana amani namanandena kirtaniya sadahari. We have heard this verse several times in the offerings today. It is all important. Because the primary advancement we make in spiritual life is in the quality we chant the holy names, and the Lord Himself has told us this is how we must chant. Humility like a blade of grass, tolerance like tree, devoid of prestige, false prestige, and eager to offer respect to others. That spirit of being the servant of the servant of the servant will attract Krishna to reveal himself in his holy name and attract our hearts to chant constantly. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Especially we must honor our Shiksha Gurus, those who are giving us instructions on how to make advancement in spiritual life. And we should honor every Vaishnav. We were speaking last Sunday on this subject. Lord Chaitanya, to the inhabitants of Kulinagram, gave three definitions of Vaishnav. Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda Basu from Kulinagram asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we are grihastas and we are very much immersed and entangled in materialistic life. How? How will we make spiritual advancement? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just gave two instructions. It's the essence. Mahaprabhu said, just chant the holy names of Krishna constantly and be the servant of the servants of Krishna. Serve the Vaishnavas. And they asked, who is a Vaishnava? And Lord Chaitanya's first answer, anyone who once chants the holy name of Krishna is the best amongst all men.
And he is a Vaishnava.
And then the next year they asked, what is our duty in life? And he said, Mahaprabhu said, chant Hare Krishna and serve the Vaishnavas. They said, how do we know who is a Vaishnava? And Lord Chaitanya gave the higher level of Vaishnava. He said, one who chants the holy name of the Lord constantly, he is the best of, he is great Vaishnava. And then the next year they asked him the same question. Chant Hare Krishna and serve Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya was consistent. This was the essence. And they asked again, well, who is a Vaishnava? And this time Lord Chaitanya gave the highest. He says, the greatest of all Vaishnavas is one who simply, if someone sees them, that person is inspired to chant the holy names. So this is our life, serving Vaishnavas with humility, chanting the holy names, and being instruments of the Lord's compassion to give other people love of God. I am a very fallen, insignificant person. Whatever nice words were spoken today, they are all for Srila Prabhupada. I am just very grateful to my beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, for giving me the most blessed benediction of allowing me to serve all of you. Actually, you are all more qualified than me. But by some inconceivable arrangement, Srila Prabhupada has given me the chance to serve you. By trying to lead you to surrender your hearts to his mission and to his divine grace. So many thousands and thousands of people have assembled today. And it is my humble and sincere desire to offer you all to the lotus feet of his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And by his mercy, we can all go back to the eternal abode of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananti koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.